Welcome back. Episode 58 for Tuesday, December 24th, 2019. Understanding Apple Watch Fitness Awards and new Activity Challenge Award for January 2020. This is John Scudder. A sincere thank you for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast, and happy holidays. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. We will talk about the Apple Watch Fitness Achievement Awards for all those people who got Apple Watches this holiday season and learn about the upcoming 2020 Activity Challenge set for January. The Ring in the New Year Challenge will kick off January 1st, making it the first Apple Watch Fitness event of 2020. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get started. I know many people will be getting new Apple Watches for the holidays. Apple's Fitness Awards are a great way to work towards your New Year's health resolutions. Let's start with the basics. You can earn awards for personal records, streaks, and major milestones using your Apple Watch. Whether you know it or not, you likely already earned awards and can now learn more in the Activity app on your iPhone. Fitness Awards have been around for quite a while on the Apple Watch, and I thought I would take this episode to discuss what they are and how you can attain awards. I'm going to cover some basics about the program, so if you are aware, please hang in there for a few minutes for the new announcements. Some people I meet who have Apple Watches don't even know the Activity program exists. They are great motivators, and the Activity Awards and the activity tracking on the Apple Watch have inspired many users to get more exercise. Let's cover the types of awards. There are standard awards, which are available every day, but there are also some time-limited special events, such as the one we will talk about in a few minutes. Let's start with understanding the standard awards. As I said, these achievements can be earned year-round. Go to the Activity app on your iPhone. If you open the Activity app on your iPhone, then look for the Awards tab. It's at the bottom. Press on the tab and you'll see some of them listed even before you earn them. These will be represented by a gray outline. The colored awards are the ones you have already achieved. There are some achievements that are not shown until you earn them. Past and future monthly challenges, for example, won't show up, nor will all the individual exercise workouts. Here's a list of all the standard award activities for the Apple Watch and how to achieve them. The first time you perform a new exercise for at least 5 minutes, you'll get an achievement badge. These events are cycling, elliptical, rowing, running, stair-stepper, swimming, and walking. Some activities have both indoor and outdoor awards, like cycling and walking. You can do either award to get the badge, but you can only get the award once. When you earn an award, a notification feature appears on your Apple Watch. You can earn some awards multiple times. For example, you might earn a perfect week for standing more than once. Let's cover some other standard awards you can get. Every time you beat your previous best record for calories burned in an exercise I mentioned before, you get this award. You must complete 5 workouts of that type first. You get a badge the first time you do each major exercise type and when you break a record. The next is 7 workout week. Simply complete any workout of at least 15 minutes every day of the week. Note that the week is Monday through Sunday, and you have to do the workout on each of those days. You can't simply do any 7 days in a row. If you start a walking workout whenever you walk outside it or at the mall, you can achieve this award easily. The next is the New Move Award. Any day that your move ring goes further than ever before, you'll earn this award. There's one catch. You have to use your Apple Watch for 10 days before you can complete this. Next is a new exercise record. This is just like the move record achievement, only for the green ring. This one is based on minutes of exercise, not calories burned. Just like the Move record achievement, you have to use your Apple Watch for 10 days first. The next award is the Move Goal for 200, 300, and 400%. You earn this when you exceed your calorie target, that's the red ring, by 2 times, 3 times, or 4 times, respectively. In other words, it's given for making the red activity ring go around 2, 3, or 4 times in a day. Then there's special awards. Every so often, you can complete a special activity challenge and earn a special reward, like the Ring in the New Year challenge coming in the near future. Before the challenge begins, you'll receive a notification from the activity app on your Apple Watch about how to earn the special award. I've put a screenshot from the Apple Watch on the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. When available, you can view these special challenges in the activity app on your iPhone. These challenges are only available for a limited time, and if you don't earn the award during this specific period, it will no longer be available. What I would like to see from Apple or an authorized retailer is that these awards be sold as a tangible award. It would be great for marketing, collecting, and just having around to remember. These awards are downright beautiful works of art. I've been a runner for many years and have hundreds of medallions, but only a few are beautiful as these. I would easily pay to have them around as a memento of sharing a special day or time with a loved one. You can also share your activity with other users on your Apple Watch and inspire each other to get more exercise. I have 4 friends who I share my exercise data with, and we congratulate each other when we accomplish an award. These awards are artistic badges of our physical accomplishments. On a serious note, they also have a safety measure, which really doesn't get publicized enough, even at all. For instance, I may notice one of my friends has not worked out towards his fitness goals. I can call or text him to see what's going on, just making sure he's okay. To give you an example, you would look at the rings and see that he has 0 calories or only 15 calories burnt and it's already afternoon. When I see that, I'd send a text to my friend or relative and make sure that they're okay. This can also be an asset to a distant relative who may be living alone. Apple Watch and its safety benefits are a whole separate episode. Let's now talk about the new award for January 2020. Mr. Kyle Seth Gray, a tech journalist and fitness enthusiast, announced the award event on Twitter December 17th. Apple users will soon see an alert any day now for an upcoming activity challenge set for next month. Kyle said the Ring in the New Year challenge will kick off on January 1st, making it the first Apple Watch promotion of 2020. The Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the watch for fitness and act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of the workout tracking features. For this challenge, Apple Watch users can unlock a special award in the Activity app and unique stickers for iMessage and FaceTime after completing or meeting a specific goal, close all 3 activity rings for 7 days in a row, and I've put a graphic in the show notes of the award in the macminutes.blubrry.net webpage. That means standing and moving around for at least 1 minute of 12 different hours, meeting the globally recommended 30 minutes of exercise each day, and burning your personal goal of activity calories throughout the day. The challenge is set to go live from January 1st through January 31st, so everyone has a chance to hit their New Year's resolutions. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online. Other places are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/Mac Minutes. If you are interested in joining the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, we offer discussion board to talk about podcast topics. I also add articles from other tech journalists that are especially good. You can find it by searching for the Mac Minutes podcast group. It's free to join. Mac Minutes provides no spam or generates advertising. All we care about is tech and our listeners. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes this year. We're available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and Spotify. Have a great week, happy holidays, and we'll see you next week. Thank you again for listening.